Welcome to True Tall Tales, a podcast where reality is stranger than fiction. I'm your host, Sunny Boy, and since we launched this month, stories have been pouring in. One of my mates contacted me and said, "Sunny, I give you consent to tell my story." Naturally, I invited him to come on the show, but he preferred to remain discreet. So for the sake of his privacy, let's call my mate Charlie, and here is Charlie's True Tall Tale about a wristy gone wrong. One day, and I do remember this, this would have been about 5 years ago. One day, I got a text message from Charlie and said, "Sunny, I really need to talk to you. Is everything okay?" I replied, "Not really. I've just got out of hospital." "Oh my God, dude, are you okay? What happened?" I asked. Yeah. I'm fine now, but I think I have to get another operation and I really need your advice. That's why I'm contacting you." "Me? I'm not a doctor. What can I do, Charlie?" "Well, the doctor said I may need to get circumcised. I remember you telling me that your mum had you done as a teenager and you mentioned there are different styles. I wanted to know which is the best cut I could get." "Are you joking?" "No, I'm being serious. Call me now, dude. This is so weird. I need to know what happened." So I told him to call me. So this is where Charlie's True Tall Tale begins, of when he called me, of what happened to him. It was around 1 p.m. and Charlie was at Bondi Beach with all of his mates enjoying the sun and the surf. As the day heated up, Charlie decided to go home and maybe grab some more drinks. Once home, he thought, "You know what? I'm going to take a cheeky, relaxing bath, and why not have an afternoon wank while he was at it?" As you do. So there he was, Charlie was, in his bath in his house in Bondi Beach, playing with his Titanic in the bath. As you do. When suddenly, he felt a sharp pain shoot through his penis. Charlie screamed in agony as the bathwater turned red and blood scarring the life out of him. Panicking, he called out for his roommate who was home. "Mark! Mark, help! Mark!" The pain and the sight of blood were too much for Charlie, and Charlie then fainted in the bath. Mark, hearing the screams from his room, rushes to the bathroom door. "Charlie! Charlie, you there? Charlie, you okay? Charlie, look, I'm coming in, all right? I'm coming in." Mark then opens the door and was horrified to find Charlie unconscious in the bath with blood over his body. His first thought is that Charlie had attempted to cut himself. He ran over to the bath and he shook Charlie. "Charlie, wake up. Charlie, what the fuck, man? Wake up." Frantically checking cuts on his wrist to see where the blood was coming from. "What did you do, man? What did you do?" he yelled. Barely conscious, Charlie managed to wake up and say to him, "No, it's my dick. I did something to my dick. Call the ambulance." In a blur of panic, they called 000 and Charlie was rushed to the hospital. It turned out that he tore his frenulum. It turns out that Charlie had torn his frenulum, commonly known as the banjo string, on his uncircumcised penis. The doctor warned that if it didn't heal properly over time, Charlie might need to be circumcised, which was the cause of his concern. Now, that's how the message happened, by Charlie contacting me saying, "Hey, I need your help. I need your advice. I think I have to get circumcised." Clearly, that's going to be another episode on this podcast, how my mum, I don't know if she got it as a Groupon, but she just booked me in one day at the age of 14 to get circumcised. So a lot of my mates know that I got circumcised. Anytime there's any concern, they come to me as if I'm some bloody circumcised doctor. So Charlie came to me because he knows there's different styles, and we had a long chat about it. But when he told me the story of what happened, I was like, dude, that is so intense. Anyway, in conclusion with his True Tall Tale, when Charlie was dispatched from this hospital, they gave him a doctor's letter that said, you know, kind of what happened. We reviewed you, the operation, what you need to do, take these tablets type of thing. And on that paperwork that he got from the doctor, it said Charlie was vigorous foreplaying with himself. Vigorously foreplaying with himself. Charlie had that letter on his fridge for a very long time, on a magnet on his fridge. And anytime that someone came over, he would show him the letter to everyone that the doctor wrote. He was vigorously foreplaying with himself. Charlie was very proud of that for a long time. I'm sure he doesn't have that on his fridge anymore, but he did reach out to True Tall Tales and said that I had consent to tell this story. So thank you, Charlie for sharing that story. That was Charlie's true tale of a Aristi gone wrong. Now, listeners probably want to know, did he end up going with the circumcision? I don't think he did. I'm not sure, but we can recap on this and come back to this story, but I'll find out for you if anyone actually wants to know. But guys, thank you so much for tuning in to True Tall Tales. If you have your own story that you wanted to be shared, or you can even share it and come on the show with me, honestly, feel free. Send me an email to truetalltalespodcast@gmail.com. I'll get you on the show. Tell me a story. It can be about anything. There's no right. There's no wrong. Let's have a chat. And everyone's got their own stories. And that's what I love about this podcast. Different person every Tuesday with their true tall tale. And it just doesn't run out. Everyone's got a really bizarre story. And I'm loving every single one. And I love sharing with you. And listeners, thank you for tuning in as well. And if you've got any feedback, let me know. Follow on the socials. Follow on the YouTube. If you watch it on YouTube, subscribe. You have to say that stuff. I learned, like, you don't have to say that. You have to say that. So I am saying it now. And we will see you next Tuesday with another guest on the show and another solo True Tall Tale. My name is Sunny Boy. You are listening to Triple T. I will speak to you soon. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Have a lovely night. Be safe. Have a lovely week. Drink lots of water. Love you.